The Associated Press reports today that, quote, lawmakers in at least 8 states want recipients of food stamps, unemployment benefits, or welfare to submit to random drug testing, unquote. In the midst of so much government-created misery, government efforts to deny the poor the opportunity to self-medicate for psychological misery are unconscionable. Government, in its role as economic parasite, destroys both economic opportunity and the ability of the poor to build their own prosperity. Many or most of those receiving welfare are doing so because government is a system of forcible transfer of wealth from the people generally to an elite. They are those who have been drained to the point of collapse by government the vampire. If one objects to drug users receiving welfare, then a more humane approach to policy would be to first eliminate the subsidies to big business that force people into an impoverished underclass, and then eliminate welfare on the way to eliminating government entirely. These proposals, though, aren't just more patchwork additions of statist tyranny over the existing layers of statist tyranny. Until the political class find it in themselves to move in a humanitarian direction, the poor would be well advised that if they seek out recreational drugs, to look for ones difficult to test for. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.